The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Podcast. Today I want to just share with you another few thoughts about emotions and how to handle emotions and the different sorts of emotions that we find in people, in our churches, and it's just so important to handle these things well. The emotion I'm thinking of in particular is the emotion of anger and frustration and a desire to destroy. As far as the Christmas story is concerned, we very clearly see this in the life of Herod. Why is he so upset? I mean, it's totally irrational if you think about it. Why is he so full of hatred and bitterness? This man clearly is totally obsessed with himself and obsessed with the power he wants to have, and he feels threatened by a little baby being born, and that's exactly how it unfolds. Sometimes in our lives we do meet angry people, people who come across with a terrible temper, and they are speaking in very vile ways. They're making threats. And how do we handle that? Well, of course, as far as Herod is concerned, it was never handled. That wasn't anyone's fault. Herod was just totally obsessed with himself. And in the end, he comes to nothing. And it's just a tragic story. He's responsible for the death of a vast number of baby boys in Bethlehem, as he has a relentless pursuit of any child born under the age of two, that they should be put to death, just in case one of them might grow up to be a Messiah, a replacement to him. Now, I think that one of the things, clearly you're dealing with a very disturbed character, you're dealing with someone who is paranoid, you're dealing with someone who is quite irrational. But one of the things that's so important is Herod has got it completely wrong. Jesus came to die. Jesus came to offer himself as a sacrifice. He didn't need to be a threat in the sense of developing and growing to be somebody to oppose. Jesus came into the world as light coming into darkness. It was all sorted. It was all ready there. As soon as he came, there was no competition. He was the only one who is utterly pure, utterly righteous. And so often anger comes out of being misinformed, getting the wrong end of the stick, someone who's not understood what the real issues are. Herod was going to miss, in his anger and pride, an opportunity for salvation. And of course, one of the things that is so wonderful about Jesus is that he just is God. He is in authority. He doesn't have to stamp his feet or wave his fist. Jesus had that incredible ability just to speak and to handle whatever was thrown at him. And we know at times there were questions, there were situations that were thrown at Jesus, all with the attempt to undermine him, to entice him into sin, really upset him. But Jesus didn't give in to all of that. He resolutely denied and just defied those attitudes that were trying to bring him down. And we know that he did humbly go to the cross. And as he offers himself, then we can be saved when we put our trust in him. This is a wonderful contrast. Jesus, yes, he did get angry when he went into the temple and saw the way that they were defiling the temple and using it for purposes it wasn't intended for. But the anger of Jesus was righteous anger. It was controlled. And it certainly wasn't anything to do with trying to prove who he was or to deny anyone else some authority. Jesus didn't need to do that. Just the very presence of Jesus would bring conviction and concern into the hearts of those who were trying to oppose him. Well, we may handle over the Christmas period some very, very angry people. It may be there'll be people who are disappointed and people who feel let down. There are people who will feel disgruntled with the restrictions placed upon them. But we need to be careful to point people to the Prince of Peace. We need to encourage people that just anger on its own achieves nothing, and that we need to submit to the fact that God's in charge and that his will is going to be done. We know that that was how the Lord Jesus lived his life. He lived his life constantly seeking to do the will of Father. And he gave his life for you and me. Well, whatever emotions you handle in your life or in the church over this coming period and into the new year, may God give you courage and strength to seek to bring people, as we talked in the previous podcast, bring people to a knowledge of the peace of Jesus, and to challenge Herod's angry, frustrated people that they need to come to the one who had every reason to be angry, but who submitted to his painful death so that we could be saved. May God bless you.
If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.